Good morning. It is 7:23. This is the Westside Morning Report. I'm Dave Bourne. More news, traffic, and weather coming up at the bottom of the hour. But joining us as he does once a month, well, he joins us every morning, actually, with your financial news updates, is Bill Roller from BR Capital. But every month, he joins us to talk a little more in-depth about the economy and what things are to invest in and those kinds of things. It's always kind of a crapshoot, though, Bill, when I hear your reports. It's like, okay, what is the stock market today and why? Why is it going up or why is it trashing? What's going on?
Well, it's always hard to say. I mean, quite often people don't know or the analysts don't know why the stock market's up or the stock market's down, but they key on one bit of information and say, well, that's it. In a lot of ways, the stock market is just a random process. So, the market went up because it went up in many cases.
Well, isn't it usually because there's some kind of an announcement by one of the company, a big company that says, oh, things are going really well. And so people go, okay, I got to buy some stock in there.
It's the interaction every day of fear and greed, you know. And the old saying is, why did the market go down? Well, more sellers than buyers. Why did the market go up? More buyers than sellers. But you're trying to find an overall trend in the market. Certainly right now, we're going to be seeing, I think until the election, basically trendless volatility as the market tries to adjust the presidential election and get a read on, you know, what are the economic policies that are going to be coming out.
That's true. I keep hearing that they're going to raise the rates of the Feds are. Have they raised it? What happened with that?
Well, certainly when the market was looking really bad back in January, the Federal Reserve said, you know what, you know, things aren't going great. We're not going to raise rates this year. Well, here in May, things are starting to look a little bit better. And so now the Fed's saying, well, maybe we will raise rates in June. And the Fed funds futures went from basically no chance of a Fed raise a couple of weeks ago, like a 5%, up to 55% that they're going to have rates this year. Now Janet Yellen is saying, maybe seeing two or three rates. So she's trying to kind of give the market plenty of notice so that there's not, so it's not surprised and it doesn't have a huge sell-off because they were surprised about raising rates.
Well, how much do you think that they would actually raise the rate, though?
Well, they do a quarter point, you know, at a time. So, you're not going to see the big moves like back during the early 2000s when Greenspan raised it like half a point, you know, in order to get things under control. It's going to be very, very slow and gradual.
Yeah, that was kind of devastating when they raised it that fast.
Well, he thought the market was overheating, and he thought that the stock market or the market and the economy were both overheating. Turns out he was wrong.
Yeah. So, in diversifying your portfolio, so to speak, how much should you actually have in the stock market?
There's saying 100 or minus your age is one way of doing it. It's sort of everybody's different.
So. Right.
If you're having trouble sleeping at night, the saying is sell to your sleeping point.
Mine's every day. So there you go.
Right. Or, consider, other ways of going at it, looking at it very carefully, or, it depends on your time horizon as well. If you can stomach the volatility and you can have a very long time horizon and you're not looking at your account every day, then, and to buy good stuff that has good growth potential and just kind of keep holding on to it.
Yeah. And then there's the bonds too, right?
Well, that's true. I mean, bonds, certainly with rates at historically low levels, bonds, you got to be very careful. And there's both the impact of interest rates and then there's the impact of quality.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Bill, we're out of time. Okay. How can people get a hold of you real quick?
Give us a call, 1-800-562-7096, or online, brcapitalinc.com.
Thanks again, Bill, and always look forward to those reports. It's 7:28. This is the Westside Morning Report.